Postgame Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
Just update on the injury report. Players that left the game did not return. Deion Bush, ankle. Leonard Floyd in the concussion protocol. And Daniel Brown, shoulder. Any questions?
John, what was your impression of the energy, sort of the edge that the team showed? I know we've been talking a lot about how competitive they've been.
I thought they were just as competitive as we've always been. I think, the kind of game we kind of saw it as is they're very high-octane offense, anywhere between 3 and 2 in the league in most areas. We were going to try to keep them off the field. I think with 5 giveaways to none, that kind of spoiled that plan. So I think that's had nothing to do with effort or those kinds of things.
John, your defense had played very well this season up until the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Has there been a common thread that has been from the last 2 games that's been disappointing to put out?
Yeah, I think, a lot of it is who you're playing. I think was as much to do with anything. I think, how you execute, the matchups that you have, to me, reflect that. And you're going to run into those type of games, and that's why they call it a team game. You have to kind of have all 3 phases operating on all cylinders.
John, what's your level of concern for Floyd? I mean, this is the second concussion in 4 weeks.
I get concerned about any player that gets injured, not just Leonard. So, it is a physical game, and injuries are part of it. I don't want to single one guy out.
Was that on the first – do you know when he first got hit? Was that on the first drive?
I don't recall.
John, what did you make of Matt Barkley's game today?
I think it's early till we look at the tape. I know he's the last guy with the ball in his hands. So everybody wants to look at the quarterback, which, sometimes deserves, sometimes not. So really until we look at the tape, kind of figure out maybe the breakdowns. But, I think, he was probably going to get a chance to visit with you. He'd be better to reflect on that.
Was Fields available?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a uniform.
Would you potentially take a look at Fails next week?
No.
With Leonard, what was his mindset like? Is he pretty distraught coming off when he was carted off the field?
Well, I think, I can't speak to everybody that's been injured, but they don't look real happy when they come off the field. So I think that's fairly normal.
John, it was 7-0 that you guys had the ball 2nd and goal from the 4. You had run successfully to get to that point, 2 straight passes. What was the mindset of thinking in that at that point when the running game seemed to be going well?
I think, hindsight's 20/20. Let's make that totally clear. I think we did the same on a later drive and scored a touchdown. And sometimes what the defense is doing, what we're capable in our matchups, it usually comes down to or execution, not just what play it is.
John, you had 18,000 people who bought tickets and didn't show up today. What is your message to the fan base?
Well, obviously, it's very disappointing. It's disappointing for everybody, ourselves included. I feel bad for our fans. We have great fans. We have great fans here. We have great fans when we travel. It was to hang with us. I think better days are to come. We see improvement. Probably it's not maybe in our record, but I think we're closer than people think.
I think you said that at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Where has that progress been made from that point?
Well, I think, sometimes when you come into a situation, you take some steps back before you step forward. I think we're, in my opinion, way better positioned to be in striking distance moving forward.
What signs do you see that support that?
Well, I think, you look at our division, you look at some of the scores in our division 2 years ago, you look at some of the statistics, and particularly defensively, you look at the age of the football team 2 years ago. And with that comes some growing pains. These things weren't built in a day.